Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco PAN's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2021 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, ri.bancopan.com.br/en/mzIQ platform, with the respective presentation. We'd like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. With us here today, we have Mr. Mauro Dutra, Banco PAN CFO, and Mr. Inácio Caminha, Head of Investor Relations and Funding. Now I will turn the conference over to Mr. Mauro Dutra, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Mauro, you may begin your conference.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our conference call for the release of the results of Banco PAN first quarter 2021. We'll start the call of this quarter with some slides to talk about our strategy and the way we look to our business nowadays. First of all, we completed during the first quarter, 1 year from the launch of our digital accounts, which took place in February 2020. During this period, we've made significant progress in our strategy, which is being a complete platform for the low-income segment. We are using technology. We have an intensive use of technology to go beyond credit, to reach our clients' needs beyond credit transactions, and thus we are developing a complete ecosystem in this sense. As you can see in this slide, we now look to our business in two main units, the consumer finance unit and the banking unit. In the left-hand side of the slide, you can see the consumer finance segment, which encompasses our credit activity, which is one of our main competitive advantages, and includes the payroll loans and vehicles financing businesses, where the bank has already a long performance and growth history, as well as new products such as the personal loan and others we are launching. Regarding the banking segment, which is the new way we are looking to the bank, we have some businesses, and I will start explaining the transactional banking. The transactional banking includes our digital accounts, credit and debit cards, top-ups, and many transactional tools our clients can use in our app. I move to the insurance businesses, in which we provide our clients a series of services beyond the traditional credit-linked insurance, creating a complete portfolio, and in which we have an important partnership with Too Seguros. Savings, which is an offering of Poupa Pan, which is a fixed income deposit to our clients, and we are adding some simple investment products. We imagine we can have an important partnership with BTG here to offer those kind of products, and also features regarding financial education, which is very important to our client base, to the low-income segment. The new business here is the acquiring business, in which we offer a complete solution for self-employed workers, and people who are already in our base and demand this kind of product, to increase engagement of this type of client and to help them with their businesses and their daily lives. We call our POS machine Turbo Pan, and we hope to scale up this business in the coming months. We remain focused on product diversification, mainly driven by technology, and we aim to offer our clients, our customers, a complete experience with new businesses that will be announced in the coming months, in the coming quarters. Moving on to slide three, this is just a way to explain a very important characteristic of our business as we look at it, which is the integrated environment. I mean, for example, a client can have an account with us, can open an account in Banco Pan, and then use our credit products, our saving products, and any other one. Otherwise, the client can start its relationship with the bank by financing a new vehicle or a used vehicle if the client's acquiring, and then open an account and increase the number of products he uses. With this approach, we can reach diversified businesses, multiple channels, we can use technology to increase monetization, and we can keep the bank growing with good levels of profitability. Talking about the numbers, the figures, you can see in slide four, we reached 10 million clients in March 21 between consumer finance and banking clients. Okay. In the right-hand side of the slide, you see a graph in which we show we have in March 6 million banking clients. I mean, clients with either a digital account or a credit card. So the clients that have this kind of relationship with the bank. The growth pace is very strong, more than 378% year over year since the first quarter of 2020. And in the left-hand side, you can see the pace, which was more than 40,000 new banking clients per business day in this quarter. The cost of acquisition is pretty much in line of what we expected, as there is no concentration in terms of channels or type of clients, all adequate in terms of what we were expecting when we launched the digital account in a very strong pace, as you can see. Okay, I'll then move to the financial highlights, talk about our results of the first quarter, and then Inácio can give you more color about these numbers. Moving to slide six, you can see our credit portfolio reached more than 30 billion reais, which is more than 20% growth on a year-over-year basis and 4% growth on a quarterly basis. Our net income reached 190 million reais, which is a very good number in our view, reaching an ROE, an accounting ROE of 14.2% per year, and the adjusted ROE, as you may know, of 20.3% per year. Those figures are already impacted by the investment in the digital account, in all the banking businesses, as there is no deferred cost or expenses on those units. And they require, of course, an important amount of investment in the beginning of the relationship with the clients. The shareholders' equity or net worth reached 5.4 billion reais, and our Basel ratio was, well, in March, was 15.9, only comprised by Core Tier 1, so giving us comfort to keep growing and to keep improving our metrics. So, Inácio, if you could explain the financial details.
Sure. So moving on to slide seven, we have the quarterly results. So we have some key indicators and figures. The upper left chart shows the evolution of the net interest margin, which ended the quarter at 1.45 billion reais, 18.6%, posting a decrease compared to last quarter due to lower credit assignment volumes, which are connected to lower origination. When we look at credit assignments, they are a very interesting tool for us to manage capital and liquidity. So we'll keep doing these assignments to the market, including Caixa. Even so, when we look at the level of the NIM this quarter, it was pretty much in line in percentage points with the first Q20, so posting a very robust level. The upper right chart shows provisions and credit recovery. Provisions came down to 314 million reais, and the recovery stayed flat in 82 million, thus bringing down the net provisions in relation to the portfolio to 3.1%, showing how the portfolio has been evolving with delinquency rates very controlled, and we'll see how we are comfortable with that, showing also the resilience of our portfolio. Looking at the expenses charts in the lower left corner, we see 871 million reais, reducing compared to the 991 million because of the lower origination volumes that we had in payroll. Remember that in 4Q, there was a great opportunity in the market to originate more credits in payroll loans with the additional 5% margin. This was not available in the first Q, and then it came back in the second Q 21. So this reflects the reduction in the origination expenses. And when you look at personnel and administrative, they were flat in 451 million. And finally, we get to the 190 million reais net income, growing 11% over last quarter, and then reaching the 20.3% adjusted ROE, which is very robust as well. Talking about the adjusted ROE on slide 8, we always have this disclosure to show how we get to this calculation. So this metric basically has two adjustments, one in the net income and the other in the equity. In the net income, we exclude all the excess of financial expenses generated by those legacy time deposits. So the net income would be 227 million reais instead of the 190. And we can notice here that the gap has been reduced as we had a significant maturity in December 20, almost 1 billion reais, which will help the accounting results this year on. And the second adjustment refers to the exclusion of the excess of DTA from tax losses of the legacy as well. So this is a type of equity that does not allow us to leverage our balance sheet. So the adjusted equity is 4.5 billion. If we compare the 227 million reais with the 4.5, we get to the 20.3% adjusted ROE. And these are two very simple adjustments to understand and to isolate better our performance, understanding how the bank is running in the margin. Talking about retail origination on slide 9, we see that we granted 4.8 billion reais in new credits, lower than 4Q because of the reasons that I mentioned about payroll loan. and we also saw an important evolution in the vehicle volume, especially the light vehicles, that went from 2.2 to 2.4 billion reais. And then the motorcycles volumes basically refer to a lack of products to be sold in Brazil, given the lower volume produced in the factories. Moving on to slide 10, we see that the portfolio reached 30.2 billion reais, increasing 4% in this quarter and 21% in the year. Payroll remain as the main product that we have in our book. And then vehicle and personal loans, along with credit card, have been scaling up faster. When you look at the runoff portfolios, that they have been declining significantly, so reaching the 30.2 billion reais. It's very important always to say that the portfolio has 92% comprised by payroll or collateralized loans. And then when you look at the originated portfolio, which includes the assigned one to Caixa, basically, we get to 37.3 billion reais. Talking about default ratios on slide 11, we see that 15 to 90 days NPL after hitting historical lows last quarter rose to 7.8%, impacted by seasonality and portfolio mix. We are very comfortable with this increase, and obviously very comfortable in increasing unsecured loans that will add up more yields in our results, considering not only the track record that we have in credit, but also the fact that I mentioned about the 92% comprised by secured loans related to either payroll or with guarantees. It's very important to highlight that the 90 days NPL decreased to 5% compared to 5.5% last quarter. And we had, since the beginning of the pandemic, a very strict policy in terms of loan deferral, and we haven't postponed practically nothing of our portfolio. So these figures do reflect the reality in our credit portfolio. In payroll loans, on slide 12, we have more information. So we granted on average 716 million reais per month, totaling 1.9 billion in the quarter, 90% related to loans and 10% related to credit cards. Naturally, the decrease is linked to the loss of the 5% margin that was valid during 4Q. And then when we see the performance of the quarter, it doesn't relate to what we see for the coming quarters in 21. April has already shown stronger volumes, especially with the coming, with the return of those 5% additional margin. When we look at the origination, it's also very important to mention that we focus on margin or in new loans, optimizing the increase in the portfolio, which is different from when you only refinance your portfolio. And then the concentration on federal codes is very relevant, representing 88%. Out of those, 70% relates to the Social Security Program, the INSS. And the portfolio reached 4.8 billion reais. Out of those, 12.7 billion in loans and 2.1 billion in credit cards. For vehicle financing on slide 13, we see that the portfolio evolved to 12.4 billion, increasing 11% with a very adequate level of loan to value and also the term of the operations. In the table, we see a strong volume of origination, 891 million reais per month in the quarter. Very, very strong. And then granting us and confirming our expertise and presence in the market share. So we had 10% market share in vehicle financing, and 23% market share in motorcycle financing, new motorcycles, remaining as the leader in this market. And this volume trend shows that our growth strategy is very consistent, allowing us to originate with quality and profitability. Moving on to slide 14, we have more details on our credit card business. We believe that credit cards are very important instruments to engage clients, allowing them to control their cash flow, their daily cash flow, and then having more touch points with the bank as they use the card. And the card itself works as a very easy tool for our clients to have access to credits, which in general they don't receive this much of attention from the other banks. The upper right chart shows the increase in the credit card issuance. So we issued 716,000 new credit cards in this quarter, growing almost 180% in 1 year. And this relates a lot to the expansion of our digital accounts. In the bottom, we see the transaction volume also growing at similar pace. This metric shows how the client is engaged and how it has been evolving, even with the first Q having a lower volume considering seasonality, we still see a rising amount here from 4Q20 to 1Q21. And then in the upper right charts, we see the evolution of the portfolio reaching 2.1 billion and also showing how our clients are engaged and using our products. On slide 15, we have some data on insurance premiums. So we have originated 166 million reais in new premiums in this quarter compared to 150 last quarter. Insurance is a priority within the diversification strategy to sell more products, do more cross-sell, and then expand our strategy of a complete service platform. Throughout 2020, we have launched some products addressing our clients' needs, such as motorcycle assistance and also mechanical guarantee. And then in 21, we will add more products to expand this portfolio, adding life insurance, income loss insurance, home insurance, among others. And then with this, we aim to have a very complete insurance offer to help our clients to be more protected and then to expand their financial planning. For funding on slide 16, we show the evolution reaching 28 billion reais in this quarter, increasing 12% in 12 months. Our strategy remains the same, to diversify the funding lines and then also adding new fronts to achieve that with a digital account. When you look at the scenario and how the markets assess our risk, we have been talking a lot lately how this market perception has improved. And then in this first quarter, we have received two upgrades from Fitch and S&P. So S&P upgraded our local rating, our rating in our local scale. And then Fitch upgraded both global and local ratings when we have the long-term view. So these two movements, they show how the bank has changed during time, and they were all assessed on a standalone basis. So they do not consider, for instance, that these increases that we have benefited from the controller's support. These two movements, they have already started to result in lower funding costs for us in the margin. And in April, S&P also placed us in credit watch positive, waiting for the closing of the transaction between BTG and Caixa. So also when we look at the funding structure, we had a reduction to Caixa's interbank deposits to 23% of the total funding base. With the closing of the deal, the remaining balance will be slightly below and will be extended for a comfortable tenor at market prices, so we can continue to explore and to grow our portfolio. On slide 17, we have the information about capital. So we ended the quarter at 15.9% CET1, demonstrating a very robust level of capital, allowing us to keep growing the portfolio. And we are very focused on expanding our customer base, delivering this complete platform with products and services with an excellent experience, always based on technology and channel diversification. So we posted excellent results in the last few months, and we believe that we are only in the beginning of this journey. And with that, we conclude the slide, the presentation, and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. Since there seems to be no further questions, I will turn the floor over to Mr. Mauro Dutra for his final remarks.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here one more time. We can say we are very satisfied with our results and focused on delivering and implementing our strategy. So, see you next quarter. Thank you very much.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect. Have a good day.